There's something profoundly touching about Team Rocket's relationship with Ash's Infernape. Jesse, James, Meowth, and Wobbuffet didn't just support him, they believed in him, even when he was only a Chimchar and didn't believe in himself. From the moment they saw Chimchar endure Paul's cruelty, they recognized within him a kindred spirit. Like them, he was beaten by life, but determined to persevere. Although Team Rocket had nothing to gain, they rooted for Chimchar as he evolved into Monferno and later Infernape. Through their support, Team Rocket reflected how we, the audience, felt watching Infernape's growth in Diamond and Pearl. When they cried, we cried. And when they cheered, we cheered. Hi, I'm Professor Silver, and today I'll break down Team Rocket's relationship with Ash's Infernape, exploring how their shared history created one of the most heartfelt subplots in the Pokemon anime. From their first meeting Chimchar to Infernape's win at the Sinnoh League, let's dive in. But before we do, I want to give a shout out to my favorite sponsor, Vessi. Much like how Infernape revolutionized the Pokemon anime for the better, Vessi has completely changed the game for my wardrobe. These shoes are waterproof, lightweight, stylish, stretchy, and extremely comfortable. Honestly, they're everything I want in my footwear. I can't go anywhere without my Vessies. I've got a pair for nearly every occasion. I wear the weekend sneakers when I walk the dog, the weekend Chelsea shoes when I want to look classy, and the Alta high top shoes when it's cold out. Each pair has kept my socks dry, feet warm, and style on point. Honestly, they're the MVP of my wardrobe. The only problem I have is that I love them so much, I get massive anxiety whenever my new dog tries to steal them. So if you want to try these shoes for yourself, head over to vessi.com-silver and grab your pair today. To get 15% off your first order at checkout, all you need to do is click the link in the description or use my code SILVER. Trust me, you're gonna love these shoes. And now back to today's video. Initially, Team Rocket treated Chimchar like any other Pokemon. When they first met him in Different Strokes for Different Blokes, he was just another nuisance to steal or defeat. They disrupted his battle with Turtwig and were blasted off with no deeper significance. At that point, Chimchar was nothing special to them. It wasn't until later, in top-down training, that Team Rocket started to see Chimchar in a new light. After witnessing Paul's brutal treatment of Chimchar following a battle with Cynthia's Garchomp, they empathized with him and saw their own hardships mirrored in him. He was no longer just another nuisance, but rather a potential ally. They kidnapped him, hoping to offer a better life, but Chimchar rejected their kindness and returned to Paul. Despite Chimchar's betrayal, Team Rocket was totally invested in his success. At the Heart Home Tag Tournament, in Tag Were It, they excitedly cheered as he won his first battle. While they beamed with pride at his win, Paul despaired over Chimchar's failure to meet his expectations. During the next episode, Glory Blaze, Team Rocket became thoroughly upset with Paul's harsh training methods. They watched in disgust as Chimchar endured sadness and exhaustion, listened as Brock chided Paul for not allowing Chimchar any downtime, and marveled at Chimchar's resilience despite the treatment. They were sympathetic to the Fire-type's plight, so they affectionately referred to him as their poor Chimmy. Team Rocket was convinced Paul would never show Chimchar affection, so they decided to take it upon themselves to free the little guy from his cruelty. In Smells Like Team Spirit, Team Rocket attempted to recruit Chimchar after Paul released him. Although they genuinely believed they could care for him, Chimchar rebuffed their advances. Instead of joining them, he blasted them off and joined Ash. Regardless, Team Rocket still saw Chimchar as a superstar. At the tag tournament's closing ceremony, Team Rocket left happy, seeing Chimchar on the winner's stage with a trainer who loved him. Throughout the rest of Diamond and Pearl, Team Rocket closely followed Chimchar's growth. In fact, their admiration deepened with each interaction. They greatly cared about his well-being, even though they weren't his teammates. In Tears for Fears, for example, Meowth helped Chimchar adjust to life with Ash by encouraging him to leave the past behind, embrace the present, and push forward towards a brighter tomorrow. At the time, Chimchar was struggling to accept Ash's kindness after having experienced nothing but abuse from Paul. Meowth reminded him how fortunate he was to have found friends who truly cared. Thanks to Meowth's support, Chimchar opened up to his new family and fully embraced his life with Ash. Meowth returned to Team Rocket soon afterward, but still held Chimchar in high regard. In Chimchard, he, Jesse, and James expressed their disdain for Paul, calling him a slave driver. Though they didn't interact with Chimchar in that episode, they cheered for him as he battled Paul's Ursaring. His fighting spirit brought them to tears. They were so enamored, that they didn't even fret when Chimchar accidentally blasted them off. After the blast-off, Team Rocket rejoiced as Chimchar evolved into Monferno during his battle with Paul's Electabuzz and evolving strategies. To them, Monferno had become a champion who espoused the virtue of hard work and perseverance. Team Rocket continued admiring Monferno's work ethic, even when he foiled their scheme in fighting ire with fire. After activating Blaze and blasting them off, Monferno evolved into Infernape, paving the way for his Sinnoh League victory over Paul. At the Sinnoh League itself, Team Rocket provided commentary for Ash and Paul's battle. They rallied behind Infernape as he battled Paul's Aggron in Familiarity Breed strategy, Ninjask in a real rival Rouser, and Electivire in battling Athon relations. Rooting for Ash didn't bother them. What mattered most was proving Paul wrong and seeing Infernape achieve his dreams. When Infernape battled Electivire, Jesse, James, Meowth, and Wobbuffet all expressed their complete faith in his abilities. They were certain he wouldn't quit. To them, Infernape was a fighter who would never give up no matter the odds. They sang when Infernape rose from near defeat, and even cried when he triumphed. Infernape's victory inspired Team Rocket to keep chasing their dreams, no matter the setbacks they encountered. Ultimately, Team Rocket's support for Infernape exemplifies why they're so beloved. Despite their villainous roles, they've always been underdogs who care for others. Whether cheering for Charizard, Litten, or Infernape, they live by the belief that losers stick together. Though victory may often elude Team Rocket, it's inspiring to see how much they try to help others succeed. They know what it means to dream big while life knocks you down. Beyond their schemes, they're kind-hearted souls who take pride in the triumphs of those they admire. Their presence during Infernape's most pivotal moments allowed us, the audience, to connect more deeply with his journey. Through their eyes, we saw a reflection of our own hopes and emotions. In the end, Team Rocket's presence made Infernape's journey all the more powerful and iconic. Without them, Infernape likely wouldn't be remembered like he is today. On that note, class is adjourned. I want to give a big thanks to Vessi for being today's sponsor. Make sure to get a pair of their shoes for yourself using the first link in the description or by entering my code SILVER at checkout. I'm Professor Silver. Until next time, catch you later.